6 years ago, a group of community leaders came together to create a document called the Utah Compact. It was aimed at guiding the contentious debate over immigration reform. KUER's Julia Ritchie looks at the legacy of the compact.
Back in 2010, Americans were divided, much as they are today, over how best to reform the nation's broken immigration system. Lawmakers in Arizona had just passed its own strict laws allowing police officers to check papers of suspected undocumented immigrants during a stop or arrest. Utahns, like Executive Vice President of the Salt Lake Chamber, Jason Mathis, wanted the state to avoid such a confrontational approach. Joining together with government, business, and religious leaders, they created the Utah Compact.
And it really just encouraged Utah's leaders to really be thoughtful in an approach to immigration and to really be aware of the impact that their decisions might have on our economy, on immigrants themselves, and on the communities that we want to live in.
It included five key provisions, including opposition to separating families and giving discretion to law enforcement. Mathis says the state has done a good job adhering to these principles.
As a state, we've made decisions like giving in-state tuition to undocumented students who complete high school in Utah. We haven't gone out of our way to try to break up families and deport people.
Yet President-elect Trump has advocated more hardline policies. And while Mathis says he's hopeful the compact could serve as a template for congressional Republicans, others are more skeptical.
You would need to have people really championing the ideas that were behind the compact and willing to take them on as, you know, core aspects of their legislative activity. And I don't think we've seen that from anyone so far.
That's Chris Karpowitz, a professor of political science at Brigham Young University. He says ultimately, immigration is a federal issue, and there are limits to what states can do. Trump has promised in his first 100 days to initiate deportation proceedings for up to 3 million undocumented immigrants with criminal backgrounds and work with Congress to build a wall along the border of Mexico. Julia Ritchie, KUER News.